12 Essential Pyramid Tips for Your 2025 Mexico Adventure. Hey there, fellow traveler. If you're planning a trip to Mexico in 2025 and you're as excited about ancient pyramids as I am, you're truly in for a treat. Mexico is home to some of the world's most spectacular pre-Hispanic sites, offering a fascinating glimpse into rich historical civilizations that flourished for millennia. What's particularly interesting is that cultural tourism here continues to thrive remarkably, with millions drawn to these incredible structures annually. In fact, archaeological tourism in Mexico has grown by 15% since 2023, making it one of the fastest-growing segments of the country's tourism industry. I've got the inside scoop on making the absolute most of your visit, gathered from years of exploring these magnificent sites and connecting with local archaeologists and guides. Ready? Let's dive into these comprehensive tips, shall we? Tip 1. Start with the iconic Teotihuacan. You've simply got to kick off your pyramid tour with a visit to Teotihuacan, often called the City of the Gods. The sheer scale of the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon are absolute showstoppers that will leave you speechless. Trust me, standing there amidst these ancient giants, feeling their immense presence and imagining the bustling metropolis that once housed over 100,000 inhabitants, is an experience you won't soon forget. It's surprisingly easy to get to, making for a perfect day trip from Mexico City, just 50 kilometers northeast of the capital. While climbing the Pyramid of the Sun has been restricted for preservation since 2024 due to erosion concerns, the Pyramid of the Moon recently reopened its first level for visitors in May 2025 after extensive conservation efforts that included reinforcing the ancient stone steps and installing protective barriers. The view from even this first level is absolutely spectacular, offering a commanding perspective down the Avenue of the Dead. Pro tip: arrive early morning around 8 a.m. to catch the golden light illuminating the ancient Tezontle volcanic stone, creating an almost ethereal atmosphere that photographers dream about. For more on their profound history and the latest archaeological discoveries, including the recent finding of a liquid mercury chamber beneath the Temple of the Feathered Serpent, check out this deep dive. Tip 2. Explore Chichen Itza at sunrise. Chichen Itza is one of the new seven wonders of the world, and for very good reason that becomes crystal clear the moment you set foot on this sacred ground. It consistently ranks as Mexico's most visited archaeological site, attracting over 2.2 million tourists in 2024 alone, making crowd management a real consideration for any visitor. What works for me? To truly escape the crowds and capture that magical atmosphere that the ancient Maya would have experienced, is getting there early. I'm talking about arriving when the gates open at 8 a.m. or even earlier if you book a special sunrise tour. Catching the sunrise lighting of the Temple of Kukulcan, also known as El Castillo, with its intricate carvings casting long, dramatic shadows across the Great Ball Court, is absolutely breathtaking and provides incredible photo opportunities. The morning light reveals details in the stone carvings that are often washed out in the harsh midday sun. Pro tip: if your trip aligns, visit during the spring or fall equinox, March 20th to 21st or September 22nd to 23rd, for a special, fascinating show of light and shadow as the feathered serpent god Kukulcan appears to descend the pyramid, a phenomenon that demonstrates the incredible astronomical knowledge of the Maya architects. The site also features the largest ball court in Mesoamerica, measuring 168 meters long, where the acoustic properties are so remarkable that a whisper at one end can be heard clearly at the other end, 500 feet away. Tip 3. Discover the hidden gem of Coba. While it might not be as famous as its more heavily trafficked counterparts, Coba offers a refreshingly unique and adventurous experience that feels more like archaeological exploration than typical tourism. Here's the thing though, Coba is one of the very few major Maya sites where you can still climb the majestic Nohoc-Mul Pyramid, which at 42 meters, 138 feet, tall, is actually taller than Chichen Itza's main pyramid. The panoramic view from the top? Absolutely worth every single step of the steep, rope-assisted climb, offering an unparalleled vista over the lush Yucatan jungle canopy that stretches endlessly to the horizon. What makes Coba particularly special is its network of ancient Maya roads called Sacbiab, white roads, with over 50 stone causeways radiating out from the city center, some extending up to 100 kilometers to connect with other Maya cities. You can rent bicycles at the entrance to explore these ancient pathways, which is not only fun but also practical given the site's sprawling 80 square kilometers. The site is also home to several beautiful cenotes, natural sinkholes, including Cenote Macangsac, where you can take a refreshing dip after your pyramid climbing adventure. If you're curious about more first-timer insights and detailed planning strategies, here's a great guide. Tip 4. Dive into the history of Palenque. I found that the profound beauty of Palenque lies not just in its impressive structures, but in its dramatic, lush jungle setting and incredibly intricate carvings that represent some of the finest Maya artistry ever discovered. It's like walking through a living, breathing museum, with the sounds of howler monkeys, exotic birds, and the jungle adding to the mystique and transporting you back in time. The morning mist rising from the surrounding rainforest creates an almost mystical atmosphere that's particularly magical during the early hours. Don't forget to explore the Temple of the Inscriptions. It's widely considered a masterpiece of Maya architecture, famous for housing the elaborate tomb of Pakal the Great, who ruled for an incredible 68 years from 615 to 683 CE. The hieroglyphic inscriptions here provided crucial breakthroughs in deciphering Maya writing, and the tomb itself, discovered in 1952, contained one of the most spectacular jade burial masks ever found in Mesoamerica. Conservation efforts here are ongoing and crucial for protecting these delicate structures from the relentless jungle environment, with teams of archaeologists and conservators working year-round to prevent vegetation damage and stabilize the ancient limestone structures. Recent discoveries in 2024 included new chambers within the palace complex, suggesting there's still much more to uncover at this remarkable site. Tip 5. Take a day for Monte Albán. Monte Albán, majestically perched atop a flattened mountain at 1,940 meters above sea level, offers truly panoramic views of the Oaxaca Valley that will take your breath away. This site isn't just about the pyramids, it's about the entire, sprawling ceremonial center that represents over 1,300 years of continuous occupation. What's particularly compelling here is understanding the sophisticated Zapotec culture that thrived for centuries, predating many of the more famous Maya sites and developing independently in this highland valley. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and its unique grid-like city planning reflects an advanced understanding of astronomy and urban design that rivals any ancient civilization. The site's main plaza, artificially leveled and measuring 300 by 200 meters, is surrounded by pyramids, palaces, and tombs that showcase the Zapotec's architectural prowess. The famous danzantes, dancers, stone carvings, some of the earliest writing in Mesoamerica, depict what archaeologists now believe to be captive rulers from conquered territories. The site's astronomical observatory, Building J, is oriented to track the movement of specific stars and was used to create accurate calendars for agricultural and ceremonial purposes. Plan to spend at least half a day here to fully appreciate the complexity and beauty of this remarkable Zapotec achievement. Tip 6. Visit Tulum for a beachside pyramid experience. Imagine ancient pyramids with the impossibly vibrant backdrop of the Caribbean Sea and shades of turquoise and azure that seem almost unreal. That's Tulum for you. This stunning coastal fortress, once a major port city for the Maya and one of the last cities built and inhabited by the Maya civilization, is not only beautiful but also offers easy access to some fantastic beaches after your cultural exploration. It's a surprisingly well-preserved walled city, a testament to Maya ingenuity in combining defense with trade, strategically positioned on 12-meter-high cliffs overlooking the sea. The site's most iconic structure, El Castillo, the castle, served as both a fortress and a lighthouse, guiding Maya trading canoes safely through the reef to the beach below. The Temple of the Frescoes contains some of the best-preserved Maya murals, depicting the Maya cosmos and their gods in vivid colors that have survived centuries of coastal weather. What makes Tulum unique is its compact size. You can explore the entire site in 2 to 3 hours, making it perfect for combining with beach time or cenote swimming. The nearby Tulum beach is consistently rated among the world's most beautiful beaches, and the contrast between ancient stone structures and pristine white sand is absolutely magical. Visit early morning or late afternoon to avoid both crowds and the intense midday heat that can be particularly brutal in this coastal location. Tip 7. Explore the mystery of El Tajín. El Tajín is admittedly a bit off the beaten path compared to the Yucatán heavyweights, located in the lush hills of Veracruz State, but its truly unique architectural style, particularly its iconic Pyramid of the Niches, is an absolute must-see for anyone serious about understanding Mexico's diverse pre-Hispanic cultures. The Pyramid of the Niches, with its precisely calculated 365 recessed niches, one for each day of the solar year, is a remarkable feat of Totonac engineering and astronomy that demonstrates their sophisticated understanding of mathematics and celestial cycles. It's a bit of a trek to get there, about 5 hours from Mexico City, but every step takes you deeper into a distinct, lesser-known chapter of Mesoamerican history that flourished from 600 to 1200 CE. The site contains over 20 ball courts, more than any other Mesoamerican site, indicating the central importance of the ritual ball game in Totonac culture. The intricate stone reliefs depicting ball game scenes are among the finest examples of this art form anywhere in Mexico. El Tajín was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1992, and recent archaeological work has uncovered evidence of a complex urban center that was home to over 15,000 people at its peak. The site's unique architectural features, including the use of concrete like mortar and sophisticated drainage systems, show technological innovations not found elsewhere in Mesoamerica. Tip 8, don't miss the majesty of Uxmal. Uxmal is another Maya site that's often, frustratingly, overshadowed by others, yet it's profoundly impressive and represents the pinnacle of Puuc architectural style. The Pyramid of the Magician, Pirámide del Adivino, is particularly striking with its unusual rounded sides and oval base, a departure from typical rectangular pyramids that makes it one of the most distinctive structures in all of Mesoamerica. According to Maya legend, it was built in a single night by a dwarf who was the son of a witch, though archaeologists have identified at least 5 different construction phases spanning several centuries. What works for me is visiting during the evening light and sound show. It's a truly magical experience that brings the ancient city to life through storytelling and illumination, projecting colorful lights onto the facades while narrating the history of the Maya civilization. The show runs Tuesday through Sunday and is available in both Spanish and English, lasting about 45 minutes. The Governor's Palace at Uxmal is considered one of the finest examples of pre-Columbian architecture in the Americas, with its 100-meter-long facade decorated with over 20,000 individually cut stones forming intricate geometric patterns and masks of the rain god Chalk. The building's astronomical alignment with Venus demonstrates the Maya's sophisticated understanding of celestial mechanics. Uxmal's Puuc architectural style, characterized by elaborate stone mosaics, smooth lower walls topped by ornate friezes, and the extensive use of chalk masks, is incredibly distinctive and represents a regional variation of Maya architecture that developed in the Puuc Hills of Yucatan. Tip 9. Experience the serenity of Calakmul. For those seeking a genuine adventure and willing to venture far from the typical tourist trail, Calakmul is nestled deep in the vast Calakmul Biosphere Reserve, offering a serene escape from the usual tourist bustle and an opportunity to experience pyramids in their natural jungle setting. It's a journey, requiring dedication to reach, about 3 hours of driving through increasingly remote jungle roads from the nearest major town, but climbing its colossal Great Pyramid, Structure 2, at 45 meters tall for breathtaking 360-degree views over the endless jungle treetops is an unparalleled reward that few travelers ever experience. This sprawling UNESCO World Heritage Site was once a powerful Maya city and one of the largest urban centers in the pre-Columbian Americas, home to over 50,000 people at its peak around 600 to 900 CE. The site contains over 6,750 structures spread across 70 square kilometers, making it one of the largest archaeological sites in the Maya world. Its remote location means you'll often have vast sections almost entirely to yourself, fostering a profound sense of discovery and connection with the ancient past. The Calakmul Biosphere Reserve is also a wildlife sanctuary, home to jaguars, pumas, ocelots, howler monkeys, and over 350 bird species. It's not uncommon to spot toucans, parrots, and other exotic wildlife during your visit, making this as much a nature adventure as an archaeological expedition. The site has yielded some of the most important Maya discoveries in recent decades, including royal tombs filled with jade artifacts and hieroglyphic texts that have revolutionized our understanding of Maya political history. Tip 10. Find the lesser-known Yaxchilan. For those who truly love a little adventure and a dose of remote exploration that feels like a real expedition, Yaxchilan is only accessible by boat via the Usumacinta River, which forms part of the border with Guatemala, making this one of the most adventurous archaeological sites you can visit in Mexico. The journey itself is half the fun, winding through dense jungle for about 45 minutes from the frontier town of Frontera Corozal, with opportunities to spot crocodiles, iguanas, and exotic birds along the riverbanks. The site itself is a hidden treasure of the Maya world, famed for its intricately carved lintels and stele that provide some of the most detailed historical records of Maya rulers and their conquests. The hieroglyphic inscriptions here have been crucial in understanding Maya political history, particularly the reign of Shield Jaguar and his son Bird Jaguar IV, who ruled during the site's golden age in the 7th and 8th centuries CE. Yaxchilan's remote setting provides an incredibly immersive and authentic archaeological experience, with structures emerging from the jungle like something from an adventure movie. The site's most impressive structure, Temple 33, contains some of the finest Maya sculpture and provides commanding views over the Usumacinta River. The acoustic properties of the main plaza are remarkable. Sounds carry clearly across the space, suggesting it was designed for public ceremonies and announcements. Many visitors combine Yaxchilan with nearby Bonampak, famous for its vivid murals depicting Maya warfare and court life, making for an unforgettable two-day adventure deep in the Lacandon jungle. Tip 11, engage with the history of Templo Mayor right in the bustling heart of Mexico City. Templo Mayor offers a crucial glimpse into the powerful Aztec civilization and serves as a fascinating contrast to the Maya site scattered across southern Mexico. It's fascinating how this sacred site, dedicated to the gods of war, Huitzilopochtli, and rain, Tlaloc, was unearthed right beneath modern streets in 1978 when electrical workers accidentally discovered ancient stone carvings, leading to one of the most important archaeological discoveries in Mexican history. I found that visiting the superb on-site museum adds an essential extra layer of understanding to this complex site, showcasing the incredible artifacts found during its excavation and illustrating the layers of history beneath the city. The museum houses over 7,000 objects, including the famous Coyolxauhqui stone, a massive circular sculpture depicting the dismembered moon goddess, which was discovered at the base of the main pyramid. What makes Templo Mayor particularly compelling is how it demonstrates the continuity of sacred space. The Aztecs built 7 successive temples on this exact spot, each one larger than the last, following a 52-year ritual cycle. The Spanish conquistadors destroyed the final temple in 1521, but archaeological excavations have revealed the earlier structures nested inside like Russian dolls, providing a unique window into Aztec architectural evolution and religious practices. The site also offers insight into the vast tribute network of the Aztec Empire, with artifacts from across Mesoamerica found in the temple's offerings, including shells from both the Pacific and Atlantic coasts, jade from Guatemala, and obsidian from central Mexico. Tip 12, plan your visit during off-peak times. Finally, and this is a big one that can make or break your pyramid experience, timing is absolutely everything when it comes to visiting these ancient sites. Visiting during the off-peak season, generally May through October, excluding major holidays and the busiest winter months of December through March, means significantly fewer crowds and a far more personal, contemplative experience at these sacred sites that allows you to truly connect with their spiritual and historical significance. It also often aligns with efforts towards more sustainable tourism, reducing the pressure on these delicate ancient structures while supporting local communities during traditionally slower periods. The rainy season, June through October, might seem daunting, but afternoon showers are usually brief and actually provide relief from the heat, plus the jungle sites like Palenque and Yaxchilan are particularly lush and beautiful during this time. Weather considerations are important. Temperatures can soar above 35 degrees Celsius, 95 degrees Fahrenheit, during peak season, making climbing pyramids exhausting, while the shoulder seasons offer more comfortable temperatures in the 25 to 30 degrees Celsius, 77 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, range. Early morning visits, 8 to 10 a.m., are ideal regardless of season, offering cooler temperatures, better lighting for photography, and fewer crowds. Check out this planning guide for some helpful tips on timing your visit and maximizing your experience, including detailed month-by-month weather patterns and crowd levels for each major site. Consider also that many sites offer special access programs during off-peak times, such as early morning or sunset tours that provide exclusive access to certain areas normally closed to the public. These experiences, while more expensive, offer unparalleled opportunities for photography and contemplation. So there you have it, 12 comprehensive tips to make your pyramid tour in Mexico truly unforgettable and transformative. Personally, if I had to pick one standout, it would still be Teotihuacan, not just for its impressive scale but for the profound mystery that still surrounds its builders and the civilization that created this magnificent city of the gods. There's just something profoundly magical about walking the Avenue of the Dead at sunrise, feeling the echoes of a lost civilization that truly resonates with the soul and connects you to the deep currents of human history. Each of these sites offers its own unique window into Mexico's rich pre-Hispanic heritage, from the astronomical precision of Maya architecture to the urban planning genius of Teotihuacan's unknown builders. Happy exploring, and prepare to be utterly captivated by Mexico's ancient wonders that continue to reveal their secrets to modern archaeology. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or need more tips about specific sites, transportation options, or the best local guides. Enjoy your journey through these incredible historical landscapes that represent some of humanity's greatest architectural and cultural achievements.